The person can be bought one beer for that one beer. It's possible we have six korbanos chatos with bahar with shoykin. Now, how's it possible that for one beer he would be chayav six chatos? The Mishnah goes on to explain. Habda apita. Somebody who bought his daughter. Chayav ala Mishnah bita would be chayav one chatos for being over and being bought his daughter. If he did so, with shoykin, he would bring one korban chatos. Vachoso. If his daughter was also his sister, then he'd be chayav two chatos. Now, how's it possible for his daughter to be his sister? We're talking about where he was bought his mother, and she was born to him. So now it's his daughter and his sister, and these two Isurim are chal at the same time. So therefore, they are both chal. And if it's bal her, he has to bring two chatos, one mishum bito, and one mishum achoso. Beishasachim. If this girl marries his brother, so now he's over three chatos if it's bal her for bito achoso and eishes achiv. Now the isur of eishes achiv is chal, even though she's already uttered to mishum bito and mishum achoso. And the isur of eishes achiv is an isur moisit. Meaning to say that since when she marries his brother, she becomes usher to all the other brothers. As to the other brothers, she was not usher yet. So therefore, when she marries a brother, she becomes now usher to all the brothers. And since she's usher to all the other brothers, she's usher to this brother also. Even though to this brother, she's already usher mishum bito and mishum achoso. But since the isur is chal on the other brothers, it would be chal on him also. So therefore, his chai three chatos in this case. Ve'eshe zachi of it. After his brother died, she marries a brother of his father, and then his baal her. He'd be chayav four chatos, an additional chatos for eishes achi of. Now, even though she's no longer married to his brother, she's still also mishum eishes ach, and the isur of eishes ach is still there, even after the brother dies. And the isur of eishes achi of is chal, even though she's already also to him, and this also is an isur moisif. As when she married the brother of his father, she becomes also to all the brothers of the father, mishum eishes ach, so just like she becomes also to all the brothers of the father, she becomes usher to him also, even though she's already usher to him three times. So therefore now, there's four Yisurim for being baal her. If she's still married to the brother of his father when he's baal her, he would also be chayav misham eishes ish, which is also an isur moisif. And when she gets married, she becomes usher to the whole world. And just like she becomes usher to the whole world, she becomes usher to him also, even though she's already usher to him. So now there are five chatos, and the sixth chatos is the nida. If when he's baal her, she's a nida, he'd be chayav also for being baal a nida, even though she's already usher to him. The isur of nida would be chal, as the isur nida is also an isur maisif. As until she became a nida, she was mutter to her husband. When she becomes a nida, she's also to her husband, and just like she becomes usher to her husband, she becomes usher to him also, even though she's already usher to him. Bahaba abas bito. Somebody who's baal his granddaughter, the daughter of his daughter, is possible that he'd be chayav many chatos in this case also. Chayav ala mishum bas bito. First of all, he'd be chayav mishum bas bito. V'kalaso. If she marries his son, then he'd be over also on kalaso for being baal his daughter-in-law. V'achos ishto. If he is married to the sister of bas bito, and then his baal bas bito, would also be chayav mishum achos ishto. That's a third iser. V'eishes achiv. If after his son dies, she marries his brother, then he'd be also mishum eishes achiv. But fourth chatos, the eishes achi of it, after his brother dies, she marries a brother of his father. That would be a fifth chatos if he's baal her in such a case. The eishes ish v'nida. And if she's an eishes ish at the time he's baal her, that would be a sixth chatos v'nida. And if she's a nida at the time he's baal her, that would be a seventh chatos. So therefore, it's possible to be baal, bat, bito, and to be over on seven isurim, and to have to bring seven chatos. Rabbi Yossi, I'm Im Avar Hazakin Unasa Chayav Ala Mishum Eishesaf. Rabbi Yossi said that if his father marries her, after the brother of his father dies, his own father marries her, and then his baal her, there would be an additional Chayav Mishum Eishesaf, it would be Chayav eight chatos. As we're talking about where the brother of his father died without children, and she fell to Yibum, to his own father. And then the father was Miyabing her, married her, and now his baal her, there would be an additional Isser of Eishesaf, and you'd bring another chatos. V'chein haba abas isto va'abas bas isto. All these isurim that we mentioned, that somebody who's baal bas bito, which is also asa mishum kaloso, and all the other isurim that we mentioned, all those isurim are shayach by bas isto. Also, if the daughter of his wife is also kaloso, and all the other things that we mentioned, and his baal her, he'd be chayav all those chatos, and the same would be true by bas isto, granddaughter of his wife, it's also possible to bar her and be over on all the surim that we just mentioned, if she's kalaso and if she's also, and all the other things that we mentioned, and his bar her, he'd be chayav on all those surim. Somebody who's bar his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, he has to bring a korban chatos if he does so, bishogeg. And it's possible when somebody's bar chamoso is also over an additional lavin, would have to bring additional chatos, as the Mishnah goes on to say. Chayav alecha mishum chamoso. First of all, you're chayav bringing chatos for being bar chamoso. Bekalaso, it's also possible that your mother-in-law is also your daughter-in-law, and you'd have to bring a chatos for being bar her, not only for chamoso but also for being bar chaloso. Va'achos ishto, it's also possible that the same person is the sister of your wife, and if you're bar her, you'd have to bring a third chatos for achos ishto. The Eishes Ochir, it's also possible that you'd be over by being bar her. Eishes Ochir. And you'd have to bring four chatos. The Eishes Achi Aviv. The Eishes Ish, the Nitan. It's possible that the very same person is also Eishes Achi Aviv. That's the fifth chatos you'd have to bring for being bar her. And it's possible she's an Eishes Ish and a Nida. That's two more chatos you'd have to bring for being bar her. Now, how is it possible that the same woman is all of these things? The explanation is that somebody was Baal Alpito. He was Baal, his own daughter. And a daughter was born from that union. Now, a person comes along and marries a daughter who was born from that illicit union. So the mother of his wife is also the sister of his wife. So by being Baal Chamoso is also being Baal Achos Ishto. Now, if the mother of his wife goes on to marry his son, now the mother of his wife, who's also the sister of his wife, is also his daughter-in-law. So by being Baal her, there would be three Chatos right there. Now, if his son dies or divorces her, and she goes on to marry his brother, so now she's also Aser Mishum Eishes Achiv, the wife of his brother. And she still would be Aser Mishum Kalaso, even though his son died, the Aser Kalaso stays. And then if his brother dies or divorces her, and she goes on to marry the brother of his father, so now not only is he over on Kalaso and Eishes Achiv, and these sort of stay even after the death of his brother or his son, now he's also over on Eishes Achi Aviv. And if when he's brought her, she's an Eishes Ish, she's still married to the brother of his father, he'd also be over on Eishes Ish. And if she's a Nida at the time, he'd be over on being Baal a Nida also. So therefore, it's possible that a person would be Baal, his mother-in-law would be Chayev, seven Chatos for seven different Isurim for only one Bia. V'chein ha-Baal em chamoso, Baal em chav. It's also shy to be over on seven Isurim by being Baal, the mother of the mother-in-law. It's possible that the mother of his mother-in-law is also offered to him for Achos Ishto and Kalaso and all the other things that we just mentioned. How is that possible? It's possible if somebody is Baal his granddaughter, and the daughter is born out of that union. Somebody comes along and marries a daughter who was born out of that illicit union. And then he was Baal the mother of his mother-in-law, who's also the daughter of his father-in-law. It's also the sister of his wife. So therefore, when he's Baal that woman, she's Em Chamoso, the mother of his mother-in-law, and she's also Achos Ishto, as the mother of his mother-in-law is also the sister of his wife. And if that woman goes along and marries his son, then if he's Baal her, is also over on Kalasa. And if after his son dies, she marries his brother, is also over on Eishes Achi. And if after his brother dies, she marries the brother of his father, he'd also be over on Eishes Achi Abi. And if when he's Baal her, she's still an Eishes Ish, then he'd be over on Eishes Ish. And if when his Baal her, she's a Nida, it'd be over also on Nida, it'd be over on seven Asurim. And the same is possible for somebody who's Baal Aim Chamiv, the mother of his father-in-law. Now, how is it possible to be over on seven Asurim by being Baal Aim Chamiv? We're talking about where somebody was Baal his grandmother, the mother of his mother, and a daughter is born out of that union, somebody who comes along and marries that daughter. The Aim Chamiv, the mother of his father-in-law, is also Achos Ishto. And since his father-in-law was Baal, the grandmother, and a daughter was born out of that union, he married that daughter. So the mother of his father-in-law is Achos Ishto. And if she goes along and marries his son, it's also Kalasa. And if after his son dies, she marries his brother, it's also Eishes Achi. If after his brother dies, she marries the brother of his father, it's also Eishes Achi Aviv. And if she's an Eishes Ish and a Nida, be over on those Yisurim also. So it's possible to be over on seven Yisurim by being Baal Aim Chamoz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Habah Chamoso, Chayev Aleh Mishum Chamoso, Ve'em Chamoso, Ve'em Chamoz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said it's possible that somebody would be Baal Chamoso, his mother-in-law, and at the same time it'd also be over on Aim Chama, also on Aim Chama. The mother of his mother-in-law and the mother of his father-in-law. Now, how is it possible that the same person is his mother-in-law and also the mother of his mother-in-law? And also the mother of his father-in-law? The way it's possible is like this. Somebody has two daughters and a son. Let's call the two daughters Rachel and Leah, and a son named Asher. And Leah gives birth to a daughter named Dinah, and Asher gives birth to a daughter named Sarah. And a person comes along and marries Rachel, who's a daughter. And he also marries Dinah and Sarah, who are granddaughters. He has two wives. So therefore, in this case, the mother of his wife, Rachel, is also the mother of his mother-in-law and the mother of his father-in-law. And since he also married two granddaughters, the daughter of Leah, which is Dinah, and the daughter of Asher, which is Sarah. And the mother of Rachel is also the grandmother of Dinah and Sarah. So therefore, besides being Chamoso, she's also Aim Chamoso, the mother of his mother-in-law, the mother of Leah. And also she's Aim Chamed, the mother of his father-in-law. And he married the daughter of Asher, Sarah, and she's the mother of Asher. So therefore, if his Baal, besides being over on being Baal Chamoso, is also over on being Baal and Chamoso, and Aim Chamed. Amrulo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Muri, Shlachtam Shem Echad Heim. All these three Yisurim, which is Chamoso, and Aim Chamoso, and Aim Chamed, are considered one Shem Isur. Even though they're three separate Yisur, since they're brought down in the same Pasuk, they're considered one Shem Isur. If they've been over on the same Isur three times. And somebody who does the same Isur three times in a row, Behelam Echad, without knowing in between that he did an Amera, he would only be chayav to bring one chatzah. Therefore, in this case, obviously, it's Helam Echad, as it's all one Bia. So even though he was over on three separate Yisurim, Chamoso, Aim Chamav, and Aim Chamoso, we look at it as one Isur, as if he did one Isur three times. And if you do one Isur three times in the same Helam without knowing in between, you're chayav to bring only one chatzah. Therefore, in this case also, it's chayav to bring only one chatzah for these three.